During the campaign, there seemed to be just one candidate, Idriss Déby. He actually ran against several hand-picked opponents, but the opposition boycotted the process. Anything that looked like a rally was for Mr. Déby. Youth groups and women's associations, all paid for by the government, took to the streets throughout the campaign. This woman's hat reads that she is against what she calls Sudanese barbarians. Mr. Déby accuses Sudan's government of being behind several rebel movements trying to topple him. Some of the rebels are allied with Janjaweed militias fighting in Sudan's Darfur region, while other Chadian rebels are allied with Darfurian rebels. Their allies are fighting against each other in Darfur, but in Chad, the common goal is to get rid of Mr. Déby. During a speech in the central town of Mongo, Mr. Déby promised to defend Chad against what he calls the aggression coming from Sudan. Speaking in Arabic, he also promised electricity, roads, schools, and hospitals. Rebels actually passed through here in April on their way to the capital, N'Djamena, before being pushed back. At every campaign stop, there was intense security. But on voting day, there seemed to be more military and security for the president than actual voters. There was also obvious cheating. This woman, noticeable with her panther-printed clothing, who had voted just after Mr. Déby in front of journalists, then came to vote here at this polling center 30 minutes later. Mariama, a militant of the ruling MPS party, refused to admit she voted twice. Idriss Déby,
no. Everyone in N'Djamena votes for democracy, for peace, for Déby, because they do not want any problems, but only peace for the country.
Many Chadians, speaking on condition of anonymity, said they were disillusioned with Mr. Debbie's rule. Outside the city center, polling centers were mostly empty. It is 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and at this bureau, very few people have voted. Officials say voter turnout was 60%, but few people believe this. At a news conference following the vote, when a journalist asked why polling centers had been so deserted, MPS Secretary General Mohamed Hussein objected.
People are used to voting, but this is the hottest time of the year, so people don't want to wait in line.
This was the parliament that was attacked in mid-April. Rebels actually thought it was the presidency. Mr. Déby says he was waiting for rebels, in his words, with croissants and coffee. Mr. Déby actually got the help of French forces stationed in Chad, who informed him of the rebel advance. Hundreds were killed in the fighting, and rebels fled back to their bases along the border with Sudan, leaving the scene of fighting deserted. They vowed to return and attack the right building. Now that Mr. Déby has won a new term, many residents believe the rebels will carry out their threat, while N'Djamena remains enveloped in an eerie desert calm. Nico Colombant, VOA News, Abidjan.